Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The very best mission trips transform the lives of all involved. A new book by Pella author debuts today, and the author shares her story with us. Let's go in depth with Carol Van Klompenberg, author of On Mended Wings, Transforming Lives and Communities in Nicaragua. Carol, how did you first become interested in Nicaragua?
I first became interested in Nicaragua through a church service project in 2009 or 2008. I've forgotten now. But our church had a service and learning team going to Nicaragua. Marlo and I volunteered to join it. While we were there, however, my husband looked at me and said, "Carol, I could see coming down here once a year for a month in retirement," because we were approaching retirement. And interestingly, I had been thinking about that same thing myself, and I said, "Yes, let's do it." But the first trip was a trip that was part of a service and learning team from my church in Pella Faith, Christian Reformed Church. And the thing that intrigued me in that trip is that it wasn't just a service trip, it was a service and learning trip. And we worked under the Nehemiah Center, which is an interdenominational organization in Nicaragua. And what's important to them is what they call two-way transformation, so that the learning part is what happens in the ways that North Americans who come there are transformed as well. Because one of the important principles to the Nehemiah Center is that Christians in Nicaragua have something to teach North Americans, and North Americans have something to give to Nicaraguans. And that's the principle on which it's based, and that's why it's called service and learning teams, so that the transformation goes two ways. That's what excited my husband and me about going to Nicaragua, is that we were able to give in some ways, but we were also ourselves transformed and also learned from the Nicaraguans. So we've made three trips back there since that time 3 years ago. We've been there a total of four times.
And so a lot of people, we tend to think of, oh, America's the greatest. We have the best culture, experience, economy, best story in the world. And so therefore, I'm just going to go and impose our views and help them lift themselves up, and they'll be better because of their association with me. And it doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's been a very humbling experience for me. A couple of examples. One of the things I've learned in the process, because until I've rubbed up against another culture, I haven't seen myself and my culture clearly, unless you have a different context to put it in. And I never thought of myself as individualistic. I never thought of myself as selfish and materialistic. I mean, I knew that Americans have that label attached to them, but I didn't think I personally was until I met Nicaraguans. And for example, Marlo and I a couple of times have stayed with a pastor and his family, Pastor Hernandez, at a guest house that they have. The first time we stayed there, they had two vehicles for their six-member family, all adults, or at least all drivers. They had two vehicles. The second time we stayed there, they had one. And so Marlo asked them about that. He said, "Last year you had two cars." And the son said, "Yes, we gave the other one to God." He said, "You did what?" And they said, "Well, our church couldn't make its mortgage payment 1 month, and so we sold the car and helped the church to make the mortgage payment." They are now, that car goes nonstop, day and night, for all six family members. They said, "If God gives us another car, that will be good. If God doesn't give us another car, that is fine too." And it's not a hardship in the sense that they're hungry, but they've made a choice, number one, that's not materialistic. They shared what they had But in sharing with the community, they made a choice that was community-oriented. That's a wonderful example for me. Another one is...
A lot of us wouldn't do that here, would we?
No.
Think that was crazy.
No, exactly. And maybe some people listening even think, that's crazy, you know. But it touched our hearts because we saw that we tend to clutch so hard what we have and think of ourselves or our nuclear family. And not in, we don't think as much in terms of the greater good.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Carol Van Klompenberg, author of the new book, On Mended Wings, Transforming Lives and Communities in Nicaragua.
Another example that touched my heart is a man and his wife, Danielle, and darling Aragon, who were middle-class Nicaraguans. That's another thing I've learned. Not all people in developing world countries are poor, destitute, hungry. I mean, there's a range of people. There's a much smaller middle class, but there are educated and at least somewhat materially comfortable people in other countries. It's not a monolithic culture, and that's something else that was a learning experience for me. But anyway, meeting Danielle and Darling, I spent 2 days with them because they are very influential in improving education in Nicaragua. They bought land 10 years ago where they intended to build a home. Started spending weekends there cleaning up the property and discovered as the neighborhood children came in that most of the neighborhood children, even 10, 12, 13 years old, could not read. That appalled them as educated Nicaraguans. Within a year of purchasing that property, an opportunity came available to build a school in that neighborhood. The organization said to them, if you will donate the land, we will build the school with volunteers. They donated part of their land where they planned to build a home 10 years ago to this school. Later, they donated another chunk of it to build a church, and later they sold another chunk to give their daughter a college education in the U.S. She's now a medical doctor. That was 10 years ago that they bought that land, intending to own a home. They still have not built and do not own a home. In fact, they do not own land. They live in a portion of what belongs to the school and church, and that's where they make their home. At one point, traveling with them in their old car with broken shocks, bouncing up and down and hitting, bottoming out every time we hit a bump. I was sitting in the back seat. Translator was sitting next to me. Danielle and Darling were sitting in the front. Darling looked at her husband, Danielle, because this story had emerged over 2 years. She looked at her husband and said, I wonder what would happen if we ever owned land again. And he looked back at her from behind the steering wheel and said, I think we'd probably give it to the church. And they both laughed uproariously about not owning land and with a self-knowledge of who they were. That blew me away because they were so free from that need to own. Their mission of transforming education now across Nicaragua, which started with concern for their neighborhood, just was a wonderful, wonderful model for me, again, of being free of the need to hold on, to own, to do something for me as compared to do something for my society and for the children in my world.
And it's not enough for you to just sit here and talk with me about it. You had to write a book to share it, didn't you? You have to let the world know.
I did. Because when Marlo and I decided to spend a month every winter in Nicaragua, using our skills in some way. He's an engineer and is skilled in business, and he used his skills in that way. I thought, well, how can I use my skills with words? And what do I want to do? Where's my heart? And my heart was to share, to learn more, and to share that story. And then the Nehemiah Center then facilitated lots and lots of research and interviews and more conversations with those kinds of people so that I could tell the bigger story. Because one of the things that happens to North Americans when they go to Nicaragua is they get this little tiny, tiny piece, but they wish they knew more. And so the Nehemiah Center will use the book for people who come there to learn more, but it's also, there's a wide interest across North America in learning more of what we can from other cultures. So it also is for North Americans. And I'm not the only North American being transformed. Al and Barb Kopaska from Pella have made a number of trips there also, and they find themselves being transformed also. Al has a wonderful story in the book where there was a piece, some kind of piece on a piece of equipment he was working on. I don't remember the details now, that he spent a whole day trying to fix and then said, oh, this is all that's wrong? I can go buy this and, you know, buy this in the time. I could earn this money in an hour to buy this, you know. They ended up fixing it rather than buying it. And later, the people at the Nehemiah Center said to him, you know, that was very hard on the man who was working with you because he works much longer. He works a day or a week to earn the amount of money you were talking about earning in an hour. And so Al said, I felt about this high. And he held his thumb and his forefinger an inch apart because he realized what he had done in that culture. And he realized how differently that culture operates. So as North Americans go to Nicaragua, other North Americans are being transformed also. Mary Hubers, and she's in the book also, Mary and Terry Hubers from Northwest Iowa, said, one time I stood with my friend who had asked if their home was a hotel when she saw a picture of it. She said, I stood with my friend Jenny, and I looked out over the view of the mountains from her coffee farm house, which has a dirt floor, and said, the view was so magnificent. I realized Jenny has something that $1 million couldn't buy. And that's the view from her front door. So again, Mary learned in a non-material way to see blessings and gifts that are given to people. So the book is the story of two-way transformation. North Americans being transformed and Nicaraguans being transformed. Also because the thing that, one of the things that North Americans can give Nicaraguans is a sense of hope, and a sense of this whole world belongs to God. The Nehemiah Center works on very much on worldview because Nicaraguan culture tends to be sort of accept the status quo. I can't do anything. It's hopeless. It's been this way for 100 years. I can't change anything. And I will pray. I will go to church. But the rest of the world is separate, and I can't do anything about it anyway. And what the Nehemiah Center brings to Nicaraguan Christians, then, is a sense of this world belongs to God. And once they see that the world belongs to God, and they can do something, even if it's small steps, they are on fire. And that is, again, a magnificent example for me, is once they catch that vision, they take steps and they move forward. They don't have to have all their theological ducks in a row and debate it for 50 years before they go ahead and do something. They get a vision, I can do something, the world does belong to God, and then they take steps forward to transform their world. And again, they're a model for me in the way that they do that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Carol Van Klompenberg, author of the new book, On Mended Wings, Transforming Lives and Communities in Nicaragua.
How can adopting this learning perspective make the world a better place? Can it?
I like to think that it can. I like to dream that it can. I'm not a triumphalist in the sense that I think it will happen, and it will happen in the next 10 years. But I do know that in small steps, it is changing me, and it is changing my heart, and it is changing how I listen. I ask different questions. I'm not selling my house and giving it away at this point. But I look at my things and I say, they're not mine. They don't belong to me. And I either need to take care of them, use them, or give them away. And I'm in the process of doing that now, step by step, of saying, do I need this? Could someone else better use it? So in those small ways, it is transforming me. And I think that awareness of the entire globe instead of just a North American perspective does change hearts, and it does change lives. And I think that can grow, and that can, step by step, change who we are and who we see things, starting with our own hearts and our own lives. And I hope that's the beginning effect, that the impact of the book is on people. I hope that's the effect that the book has, is that when they read it, they go, oh, I didn't think of it that way. I want to know more. I hope it touches hearts in that way. One of the things that the person who walked alongside of me, Joel Heiser from the Nehemiah Center, pushed me to do, and I resisted several times, he pushed me to put my own voice and my own experience in there. And I kept saying, but this is going to sound like my vacation trip if I do that, because I'm not an expert, and nobody becomes an instant expert. So I'm not sure my voice should be here. I think it should be a piece of journalism. And he said, Carol, use the kind of stuff you're doing in your blog. Show its impact on you. And so what we ended up doing in the book is there are journal entries from things that happened to me and things that touched me as sort of sidebars in the book, along with pictures. And that I was comfortable with, because it did impact me. I'm not an expert on Nicaragua at this point, but I do know that it touched my heart. And if people can join along with me in having their hearts touched and then find the place that God is calling them in this entire globe, the place he's asking them to be. It might not be Nicaragua. It might be something else. One of the things the Nehemiah Center does is challenge us when we leave to go back to our own community and ask, how can I have an impact in my own community? What can I do for marginalized groups in my own community? And my church has started asking that question and is looking for ways that we can also not only work with the Nehemiah Center, but find a place in our own community where we can work with marginalized groups.
And where can people find your book?
It's available at local bookstores. It's available in Pella at Branches Christian Store. It's available in Knoxville at Next Chapter. It's also available direct from me or from the right place at 709 Main Street. So there are a number of ways that you can get it. The important thing is to connect with it in some way, because my dream is that it will, in some small way, help people to understand the change that rubbing against Nicaraguan culture is working in me. And the journey goes on. It's a lifelong journey. But I'm hoping that by using my skills to share what I learned, in some way, it can also become a light bulb for others who read it.
Well, what's next? You've got something coming up November 12th.
Yes. On November 12th, there's a doubleheader event at Pella Library, sponsored by Pella Library, actually. And it is a combination event that launches On Mended Wings and that showcases the work of Friends of Chinandega, which is an organization, which is a ministry of my church, to build a five-year relationship with churches in Chinandega for mutual benefit, in finding ways in which we can learn from them, ways in which they can learn from us. So it's an open house event, runs from 1 o'clock until 3:30. Come and go. At 1 o'clock, I'll be talking about my mended wings, the ways in which creating on mended wings transformed me and is transforming me. That's at 1:30. At 2 o'clock, Pastor Gary Hansen will be talking about the Friends of Chinandega group and how it inspires hope for him and for others. And during the rest of the time, there will be book signings, book sales. There are display tables of Nicaraguan crafts. There are things available for purchase. There's a short video. There's activities for kids on a table, coloring butterflies and so on, in keeping with the theme. So it's a come-and-go event, refreshments, just a come-and-go celebration event with an opportunity to listen to two presentations at 1:30 and 2.
Thanks to Carol Van Klompenberg for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.